نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. عزيز الشاه عبد الغني صاحب رحمة الله عليه يشو سي ذكر ذاكر کو مذكور تک پہنچا دیتا ہے. ذكر ذاكر کو مذكور تک پہنچا دیتا ہے. When you make ذكر الله, then this ذكر makes the person who is making the zikr connected with the mazkur, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And he says that there is a possibility that whenever you are mentioning a person's name, then that person is not present there. A person can have great love for his little child and is mentioning the name of that child in some majlis or some discussion, but that child is not there. He's talking about his wife, but it's not whom he dearly loves, but it's not necessary that the wife is there, present. He's talking about a friend who he dearly loves, but the friend is not present there. He's talking about his sheikh whom he dearly loves, but the sheikh is not present there. Somebody has to convey it to the sheikh, somebody has to convey it to the wife, somebody has to convey the message to the child that you were mentioned with great love in a certain discussion. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the only one that the moment you take his name, you are connected with him. Now look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazl and ihsan upon us, that the moment you say Allah, Allah is there. There is no question of now somebody will convey the message to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that one of your servants remembered you in Masjid-e-Noor, so therefore you too remember him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Fazkuruni azkurkum. You remember me, I remember you. Simple as that. And no distance between the two. Just by way of example, of course, it cannot really convey the proper meaning, that if the sun is shining in its full glory, bright shining sun, now the rays of the sun has lit up the whole world, the earth. And now at that time, if you switch on a light, so although our eyes cannot see the connection between this light and the sun, but the moment you have switched on this light, the light that this little globe is throwing is immediately connected with the light of the sun. The rays of the sun and this light, it assimilates, it is, you cannot differentiate, you cannot separate them. Although, because of the sun's brightness and shine, you will not see this light. So like that, we may be insignificant little globes. But if we light ourselves up, immediately we will get connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And make the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in abundance so that you get falah. Allah Ta'ala says, so that you get falah, you become successful. Now successful doesn't really convey the meaning. Shaykh Zakariya Abu Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayh, in the Shara of Muslim, he has mentioned that two words in the Arabic language have got no example. You cannot really explain it. It is so encompassing. It has got such depth and such meaning that no language has got a word similar to falah and nasiha. No language in the world has got a word, singular word, which can really give the meaning of falah and nasiha. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Now this falah means you will be successful in this world, you will be successful in your home, in your business, in your married life, in your qabr, on the day of Hashar, over the pul sirat, until you reach Jannat. It's got such a wide meaning. Now Allah Ta'ala says, zikr will make you become like that. But everything has got a condition. You have to take the medication, the proper dosage at the right time for it to have an effect. If a person has been told that you must take 1 tablespoon 3 times a day and the person only takes 1/2 teaspoon 3 times a day, then it's not going to have the desired effect. And on the other hand, if he takes the whole bottle 1 time, then he will end up in the Qabristan. So everything has got a certain limit, and there are certain conditions. Now the condition is this, that we must restrain ourselves from haram. If we do that, no lengthy wazifas are required. In these days, wilayat is easy. Wilayat is being distributed on the streets these days. To become wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is being distributed in the streets. Every time you lower your gaze from haram, you are getting the qurb of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You are getting the halawat of iman. So simple and easy. No lengthy wazifas. Restrain yourself from haram. That is the effort that we have to make. Then make a little bit of zikr and see what it brings into the heart. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of remembering Him in abundance. And remembrance is of 2 kinds, which you have heard so many times, the positive and negative. Positive is making Hajj, Umrah, Namaz, Roza, Zakat, Hajj. And the negative is staying away from backbiting, from stealing, from fornication, from adultery, from casting lustful glances, from speaking evil, looking evil, listening to evil. When you do these both zikrs, then you need positive and negative wire to connect and get the light on, so that light of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ma'rifat will come on into the heart. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se to shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se to shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se to abad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se to abad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Hamd se is zubaan ko tu hamad kar, sar ko chaukhat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Hamd se is zubaan ko tu hamad kar, un sar ko chaukhat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Qalb o jaan ko tu us dar pe abad kar, aur sukoon e dil o jaan ko khallad kar. قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیاد مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیاد مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا، تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا، گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو، کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو، تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش
teri kashish ho meri talab ho badi mein guzri hai umr sari naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho badi mein guzri hai umr sari naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho rahun main mashghool zikr o taat bas ab yahi shughal roz o shab ho har dam karun main ae mere bari allah 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 jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari allah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah
Switch on those fans at the back there, they're feeling hot.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah La ilaha illallah 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 La ilaha illallah
الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے میرے پیارے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلاور اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ Oh my forgiving Allah, Oh my most merciful Allah, Oh my most compassionate, kind, forgiving Allah, have mercy upon us. Oh Allah, have mercy upon us. Oh Allah, we know we are not deserving of your mercy. We know we are not deserving of your mercy, for we are committing sins deliberately day and night. We are, Oh Allah, using your ni'mats for your disobedience day and night. Oh Allah, the very sight which you blessed us with, we use for your disobedience. Our hearing we use for your disobedience. The strength in our bodies which you give, we use for your disobedience. Our hands and feet, Oh Allah, we use for your disobedience. And yet before our sight there are so many who are paralyzed, who cannot move their hands, who cannot move their feet. There are so many who are deaf, dumb and blind. But oh Allah, we have shown no appreciation of these great gifts of yours. Day and night we use our intelligence for your disobedience. Oh by Allah, therefore we know that we are not deserving of your mercy. But oh my beloved Allah, you are Kareem. And Kareem is the one who gives to people without them deserving. Ay Allah, teri shan, Kareem hi shan hai. Ay Allah, we know we are deserving of punishment. If this earth has to open up and swallow each and every one of us, oh Allah, if the flood waters have to destroy us, if the gale force winds have to destroy us, oh Allah, we know that we are deserving of those punishments. In the past you destroyed entire nations for the sins which we are committing day and night. Oh Allah, they committed once or twice and they were destroyed. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that we are deserving of all this punishment. But you don't like to punish your creation. Oh Allah, if it had been your intention and desire and happiness to punish, then you would not have sent the Nabis to this world to guide. You would not have revealed the Quran Sharif upon my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam for our guidance. You would not have sent the Sulaha and the Awliya of the Ummat for our guidance. You would not have sent the Ulama-i Haq for our guidance. Oh Allah, it is your wish and your will and your desire that we end up in Jannat. But oh my Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to go towards Jannat. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that you don't like punishment. So therefore forgive us, oh my Allah. If you forgive us, we will become happy and pleased. Oh Allah, you will become pleased. Your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become pleased. Oh Allah, if you punish us, the only one that will become happy will be shaitan. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamari maghfirat farma de. Ey Allah, maghfirat farma de. Oh Allah, open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Oh Allah, send down the rains of your rahmat upon us. Oh Allah, change the condition of our hearts. How long are we going to remain the slaves of nafs and shaitan? How long is nafs and shaitan going to drag us? Oh my beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan have chained us. Oh Allah, remove all the chains of nafs and shaitan that is upon our hearts. Let the only chain upon our hearts be the chain of your love. Let the only chain upon our hearts be the chain of the love of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere Allah, tamam zanjeeron se hume najat ata farma. Ey Allah, teri muhabbat ki zanjeer ke andar hume chagad de. Oh my beloved Allah, take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. Make us your slaves, oh my Allah. Make us your pious and righteous servants. Change the direction of our hearts. Change the qibla of our hearts. Oh Allah, the qibla of our hearts have become our television screens. The qibla of our hearts have become the movies. The qibla of our hearts have become filthy novels and magazines. The qibla of our hearts have become the cinemas, the theaters and the casinos. The qibla of our hearts have become haram entertainment and pleasure. Ey mere Allah, ey mere pyare Allah, oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, change the qibla of our hearts. Allah, make the qibla of our hearts your love. Oh Allah, make the qibla of our hearts Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, make the qibla of our hearts your zaat-e ali, oh my beloved Allah. Ey Allah, hamari zindagiyon ke andar inqilab paida kar de. Ey Allah, create a revolution in our hearts. Ey Allah, create a revolution in our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, create that revolution in our hearts. Light up our hearts with the noor of iman. Light up our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Light up our hearts with the noor of zuhd. Ey Allah, fill our hearts with sabr and shukr. Fill our hearts with qanaat, with contentment. Oh Allah, bless each and every one of us with prosperity. Oh Allah, we do not know what we are heading for. All around everything seems bleak and dark. But oh Allah, those who are connected for you, there is no such thing as darkness. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Come into our hearts. Ey Allah, we know that we have made our hearts into qabristans. We know that our hearts have become the residence of all kinds of filth and dirt. Oh Allah, we know that our hearts have been filled with pride, with malice, with greed, with envy, with jealousy, and with every filth of the world. And you don't come into such filthy hearts. But oh my beloved Allah, you can purify and cleanse these hearts. It's not difficult for you, oh my beloved Allah. Ey Allah, aaj raat hum sab ko paak farma de. Clean and purify each and every one of us. Ya Allah, remove the dirt which has embedded itself on our hearts. Ey Allah, light up our hearts. Allah, bless each and every one of us with long life, so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave this world. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, bless us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Oh my Allah. Ey mere Allah. Hum bimar hai, hume shifa ata farma. Allah, shifa is in your hands. Oh Allah, bless us with shifa. Allah, bless us with shifa, spiritual and physical. Allah, ruhani or jismani shifa ata farma. Those who are in hospitals, give them shifa. Allah, those who are sick and ailing anywhere in the world, give them shifa. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are suffering depression, oh Allah, give them happiness and joy. Oh Allah, those who are in financial problems, remove the financial difficulties and problems with plentiful of halal risk. O Allah, those who have got children who are disobedient, make their children obedient Ameen. To them. O Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives.
Ameen.
Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters.
Ameen.
Unite the hearts of parents and children.
Ameen.
Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, those young girls who are seeking marriage partners, bless them with marriage partners who will be an assistance to their deen, who will be a prevention and a protection for them against sin. And those young brothers, O Allah, who are searching for good marriage partners, bless them with good marriage partners. Allah, in these times of fitna, bless them with good marriage partners. Allah, un sab ki hifazat farma. Allah, hamein deen bhi de aur dunya bhi de. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. O Allah, remove all our difficulties and problems of this world. Remove the difficulties and problems of the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Kashmir, in all parts of the world, O my beloved Allah, the ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering. Allah, we know that it is on account of our sins that the entire ummah is suffering. O Allah, forgive us and forgive the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And remove their difficulties and problems and hardships. Ay mere pyare khuda, hum din raat guna karte rahe. Ek din maut a jayegi. O Allah, death is going to come. It is inevitable. It is going to come. Daily we are hearing and we are seeing and we are reading of janazas of young, fit and healthy people. With plenty of wealth, so many of them, O my beloved Allah. With everything going for them, but suddenly the soul is taken out of their bodies. Allah, one day the angel of death is going to visit us. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, my Allah. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or a theater. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. How can we be in adultery or fornication or drugs or drink or wine or women when we do not know when our death will come, where it will come and how it will come? Oh Allah, 50, 60 story buildings crumble, oh my beloved Allah, when you shake the earth with all the occupants of that building and no power and might in the world can stop it. Ay my Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, let there be iman in our lives. Let there be kalima on our lips. Oh Allah, at that time let us be in Madina Tayyiba. At the rosa of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips. Hey, very Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of rahmat blow over, we too may be forgiven. Hey Allah, but if our death is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a condition that you are pleased with us. Teri koi aisi tajalli hame dikhla de, ki humara nafs, hey, very Allah, humari ruh, jhoomti hui tere paas pahunch jaye. Oh Allah, at that time show us some tajalli of yours that our soul comes dancing towards you. Allah, all the du'as of goodness that my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for the ummah, bless us with that goodness. Oh Allah, how much he begged for us. How much my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam begged for us. Day and night his concern was the ummah. He sacrificed so much for us. His blood oozed in Taif, in Uhud, in so many places. Ay Allah, he was stoned in so many places. Oh Allah, thorns placed in his path. Oh Allah, millions of hajis made tawaf around the Kaaba in comfort and in ease. When my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went into sajda, intestines of animals were placed on his back. Oh Allah, when they desired to make the tawaf during the days of Makkah Sharif, oh my Allah, they were beaten up to such an extent that they fall down unconscious. Ay Allah, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he stands whole night in prayer for the sake of the ummah. When he is informed that that ummah today is in casinos, in discos, in filth of the world, the haya and the shame and the modesty of that ummah is gone. Ay Allah, how much of injury and pain we are causing to my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even in Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba, oh my Allah, so much of sins have crept in. Ay Allah, sab ki maghfirat kar de. Ay Allah, sab ki maghfirat kar de. Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made, especially in Hajjatul Wida. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo maanga tha. Mere pyare Nabi ne Rukne Yamani ko chum karke jo maanga tha. Mere pyare Nabi ne Bataf mein chal karke jo maanga tha. Oh Allah, whatever he asked in the Hatim, whatever he asked under the Mizab-e Rahmat, and whatever he begged of you at the Multazam, oh my Allah, how much of tears he shed at the Multazam. His beard becomes wet with his tears. His ihram becomes wet with his tears. The tears of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are flowing for our sake, and we have shown no appreciation. Oh Allah, the du'as that he made behind the Muqam-e Ibrahim, after Zamzam, on Safa and Marwa, at Mina, at Arafat, from Zohar till Maghrib. Ha, mere Allah! What he asked for us, what he wanted us to be, what he wished to see us be in this world. Ay Allah, kitna manga mere Nabi ne. In Muzdalifa, whatever he asked, bless us with all that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the evil, from all the mischief, from all the corruption that he asked for protection. Ay Allah, protect each and every one of us. Protect the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Seher aur jadu se hamari hifazat farma. Hasad karne walo ke hasad se hifazat farma. Fitna machane walon ke fitnon se hifazat farma. Ay Allah, fasad karne walon ke fasad se hifazat farma. Ay Allah, huzur e paak sawasam ke sadqe tufail mein hamari dua ko qubool farma. All the works of deen which are taking place, accept all the works of deen. As long as it is in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah, Allah, accept it. Give ikhlas to all the workers of deen. Ay Allah, whatever we have asked, bless us with it. And what we haven't asked, oh my Allah, bless us with that also. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. We have got no choice, oh my Allah. There is no one for us besides you. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين